franchise I thought that was just right on track with each other. So it was fun coaching these guys, fun dealing with Steve, you know, fun talking with Robert and trying to figure out how we can get our team better. And I think that's what it comes down to.
How important for you guys was it that started weeks before training camp even?
Important. I mean, we tried to establish all of this in training camp. And once we got there and Steve and those guys took over the leadership role, it got really easy for me. You know, they did a good job of monitoring the locker room. And, we eliminated any major problems because we took the small problems and we talked about them and we got them solved before they became big problems.
Was there a point during the season where you thought, you know, we really got a chance to be good as it turned out?
I know you guys going to think that's crazy, but it's after we finished going 12-18 and there was not one guy that wavered at all or pointed fingers or anything. And, you know, I knew at some stage, because even during that stretch, guys, if you guys can remember, we played great basketball. We just didn't finish game. We would be up 14 and we'd lose the league. We'd be up 17, we'd lose the league. But we were playing pretty good basketball. And I thought at some stage it would all come together if we continue to work. And then right after the All-Star game, it kind of all came together for us.
There's still the perception you hear it all over the place that this team still doesn't play defense. Is that,
who's saying that?
People who aren't
Chris Webber.
People who aren't standing around right here.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about, the national perception.
But you know what, guys, we can't as a team, we can't worry about what people's perception, what their perception are of us. I think what we have to do is that if we believe in ourselves, then that's the only thing that matters. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we lost last night. There was two teams left playing. And, you know, at that time it was three because Boston had just defeated Orlando. You know, we end up losing last night. There's a whole lot of teams that wasn't there. So if they want to say that we don't play defense or whatever they want to talk about, you know, we don't worry about that. That's fine. Let them talk about it. You know, we'll just continue to do what we do and try to get better.
Elvin, how do you see Lakers Celtics unfolding?
I think it's going to be a very interesting series. You know, Boston did a great job the last time they played them of really doing a good job of controlling Kobe, and they had tough shots. I think the Lakers are a different team than they were 2 years ago. You know, I think Lamar Odom obviously is a big key to the success they have. I think it's going to be a great series. If you ask me to pick the winner, I'll pick the Lakers because I want to go to the Western Conference team. You know, I always pull for the Western Conference team.
How big is our test, you think? I mean, it's 2 years ago, we didn't have a guy like that too.
Well, yeah, that's true too. And then I just think Lamar play a huge role in there. And also, if Bynum is healthy, the way we play, it's tough for him. The way Boston plays and the big guys that they have, I think he can be a huge factor in that series.
Even you were being underestimated. Are you wondering what it's going to be like now that you're an elite team? You're one of the last.
Well, I didn't know we became an elite team. When did we become an elite
just
team?
Say you were last.
No, I mean, hey, yeah, but everybody's picked us 11th, 8th, and you know, I'm sure they'll do the same next year. We're not. Okay, nobody picked us 11th. The season's over. I'll say that. Okay, but they picked us 8th. They did pick us 8th, okay? But it was good. Our guys got – we got a lot of mileage out of that 11th thing. It sounded a lot better than 8th because 11th put us completely out of the playoffs. So, okay, no one picked us 11th, all right? But there was a few people that picked us 8th, all right? But, no, I don't know. I mean, do you consider us an elite team? I think we just have to see what happens with it. And
you've always operated better than on your shoulder, or feel like
something
to prove.
That's true. But I think that, you know, this team is just such a professional group of guys. You know, we're going to try to play and do whatever we're supposed to do, and I'm not sure if it matters if we're picked 2nd or 8th or whatever the situation is. And, I think Kobe said it best. We're kind of a loosey-goosey group that is going to go out and play, and we play extremely hard, and we're very competitive, and if we do that, then we take the results, and usually the results are pretty good. That hurts. It hurts, you know, because he's such a, you know, the one thing about him is that, you know, when the season's end, that you've gotten every single thing that you could possibly get from him, and he leaves everything out there on the court, and, you know, I feel for a guy like that because I know that you know, there's these stupid stats, and I call them stupid stats, about this guy's played so many playoff games and hadn't gotten to the finals. You know, the guy's a great player. He'll be in the Hall of Fame in first ballot, the first opportunity that he gets. And I think that's the respect that everybody knows that he gets. And, you know, to have anything negative said about him doesn't sit very well with me.
What's the first order of business for you this summer? What is the first thing you're going
to
do?
Go to my sister-in-law's wedding on Thursday, you know, put on a nice, you know, suit with a puffy shirt and, you know.
So
you
just get smashed there?
So you're going to miss that.
Yeah, not a lot of faith in your family.
Oh, I was going to miss that. Yes, I was going to miss that. And she'd already known that. But now I get to go. So that's the first thing I'm going to do. I don't, I'm not touching that. Come on, guys.
Nash last night talked about it.
I think you deserve better than what you're getting. You're going to hold out?
Guys, you know I'm not going there. You know I'm not going there. I don't know why you would even try it. I'm not going there, okay?
Thanks.
You said you'd take a pay cut to get. No.